A young gay man felt lost, isolated and alone. He didn't choose to be gay, he just was. And he was beginning to feel depressed because it was all so exhausting. I think as our speakers kind of presented today, it was just all so exhausting. The resistance was just everywhere, in all directions. Sometimes the resistance is intentional. People actively saying, there's something wrong with you. You're a deviant. You're unwelcome. But even absent the intentional resistance, there's still this resistance everywhere as part of the culture. It's like, as they described, it's like swimming upstream all the time. You turn around, you'd expect to go downstream. No, it's still upstream. You're slogging uphill all the time. You turn around, you expect to go downhill, maybe coast. Nope, it's uphill. Magically. Malevolently magic. It's uphill all the time. And for this young man, it was like that. It was exhausting for him and cause for despair. One Sunday morning, however, this young man was out walking around the streets of the city, and he came upon a large church. Large church. It took up a whole city block. And enveloping this entire church was one huge rainbow banner. The whole church. It wasn't hanging out front. It wasn't, you know, by the door or in a place in the row where you can see it. It circumnavigated the whole church, a whole city block. A church and a city block held together by the largest rainbow banner he had ever seen. And it took his breath away when he came upon it. And he had to go in. And just going in eased his pain, and the hill disappeared for the first time in a very long time. And he sat in the back. He sat in the back and let the beauty of the service just wash over him. Now, this is a story of a gay man's first encounter with, I was going to say Unitarian Universalism, but let's remove a level of abstraction here. It was his first encounter with a church, okay? It did happen to be a Unitarian Universalist church, but really, he didn't know what it was. It was his first interaction with a church that was making a statement outside its walls. It was an intentional act to communicate welcome to him and those like him. Come into this place, it was saying. You will be welcome, accepted. We will surround you, envelop you in love in this place. In fact, there is not anywhere you can go in this whole church, this whole city block, where you will not be loved. That's what it was saying. And that is truly beautiful. For a church to say that. This isn't Unitarian Universalism. This is the people of that church. Well, the minister, or that guy came back, and he eventually became a Unitarian Universalist minister. And he'll tell you that that church saved his life. Like was said earlier by our speakers. I don't want to mince words here. I hope you understand this, that it's a fact that Unitarian Universalism saves lives. And really, to remove a level of abstraction, let it be known, let it be said, that this place, the Unitarian Universalist, Metro Atlanta North, has saved lives. We are a life-saving congregation. It might be incredulous to think that, especially if you are a straight white male like me, where things are relatively easy. But if you listen to the stories and you lean in, you will know that that is the truth, that we, us, are a life-saving congregation. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, as long as I've been a UU, participation in Pride March was always something that all the churches did. I mean, there would be 30 to 40 people from every congregation in the cluster going to Pride Sunday, the Pride March, and usually in Pittsburgh, we'd always meet at this one church downtown and then walk over together, all however many, couple hundred of us, of the 6 or 7 congregations that in the Pittsburgh area. If you haven't been to Pride Sunday before, it was like one of the speakers said, it's a little Mardi Gras early. It's a little celebratory, a little bit of New Orleans. But there are some protesters there, counter-protesters there. But generally, the tenor of the day is upbeat, jovial, and celebratory. Nakara and Sheila are organizing Human's Pride participation this year in the March. We've come a long way as a denomination in support of the LGBT community, and I'm personally very proud of what we've done as a denomination of our support. But yet, in addition to this work, what we've done, as Kara said in her statement, we have to show up and walk the walk. And when we say that we love our LGBT members, it also means that we stand up for them. It means that we show up for them. It means we show up to Pride and march alongside them. I know we're all really busy. We're all busy all the time. But Pride Sunday is one day a year, one Sunday. So please join us for the march. It will be fun, if nothing else. But you will be transformed. It will be fun, and we will do this together. So this young man had this, always felt like he was walking uphill, that it was like malevolently magical, that it was always uphill. Yet Maya, in her statements, relates another form of magic. And I would say, I will assume, with a heart filled with gratitude, her heart filled with gratitude, she said that it was joyfully magical to be seen as normal here at Human. And again, as she says, and I am so thankful for what everyone does here for the LGBTQ community. It's like magic, seeing being gay as normal, and it is one of the best feelings. So may we be vigilant, intentional, and welcoming. Lives are depending on it.